Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, the views of Bob Chapman, who writes the International Forecaster. And I will tell you, I look forward to it coming every week. We certainly don't get paid or compensated by Bob Chapman, but we think his message is vitally important. If you are going to survive what lies ahead, because you're seeing the destruction of our monetary system, and basically there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the monetary system. Now, they're going to make you think that the enemy is over in Moscow, or the enemy is in Beijing, or the enemy is over there somewhere in the Muslim world. No, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is at 5068 Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House and comparable addresses in Western nations. But there is an elite that runs the world, and they control the world financial system, and they are, of course, putting their money into gold and silver and trying to get the public to go into paper money, and eventually when they destroy that, why, of course, they will impoverish the people, and then they can enslave them, and that's really what's going on pretty well in a nutshell. Bob Chapman, thanks very much for being with us. Bob Chapman, are you there?
Yes, you're welcome, and you're absolutely right. That's the source from which all of the power behind government emanates in the United States. The Council on Foreign Relations, and then the Trilateral Commission, and then, of course, the Bilderberger Group, which is all-encompassing, and many, many other organizations throughout the world which are controlled by these people. And they all coordinate everything, whether it's from bank to bank or brokerage house to brokerage house or transnational conglomerate to one another. They continue every single day to loot the world, and particularly the United States. I read an article today that the U.S. 1% runs Wall Street as a rigged casino gambling to transfer wealth from the 99% to themselves. And the figure cited here is $532 trillion. So that just gives you an idea of what's been going on for years and years. And finally, we've been exposed to a method of exposing them, which they never thought would ever happen. And they have some serious problems, absolutely no doubt, and they should, because of what they're doing, and nothing but same, nothing but simple crooks. And I believe that this time we're going to stop them.
Well, Chris, Sydney, what you're saying is very, very similar to what the Occupy Wall Street people say. We are the 99%, but what people don't understand is that this is largely funded by the people on the other side, so they never tell you how it really fits together. They're absolutely right. It should be we are the 99.9%. There are very, very few people on the other side, but of course, you always want a controlled opposition. They've infiltrated the Tea Party. They've infiltrated the conservative movement, the Christian movement, and they've infiltrated our religious seminaries so that they've changed the music and the message of our churches. Little wonder we're in trouble today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, if you have a question or comment. Bob Bob, we seem to be getting a little agitation there in the background. Is your telephone
right,
okay?
The agitator is our ninth straight day of rain.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
$185 billion for their assets, and so that we could use that then to funnel money directly into Goldman Sachs and some of the other countries and companies. I think at J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, he's got $12 billion of your money and my money. You know, as we simply use AIG as a funnel to give money to the big banks so they could pay their obscene bonuses. Now, basically. Then, of course, who was it who won this secret bid? Why, it just happened to be Goldman Sachs. Those six major banks are J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. They controlled 70% of all the financial transactions. All the rest of the banks are small. This small group of people, all of who tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, control the finances of our country, and certainly they buy and sell politicians at whim. Who is the largest contributor to Mitt Romney? Goldman Sachs. Who is the largest contributor to Barack Obama? Goldman Sachs. But don't take my word for it. Fortunately, we do have the internet today, and you just go to your search engine and just type in Mitt Romney, Goldman Sachs, and then Barack Obama, Goldman Sachs. Well, we've got Sean calling from Arizona with a question for Bob. Hi, Sean. Do you have a question for Bob?
I sure do, Bob. I haven't spoke to you in a while. I spoke to you the fall before last, fall of 2010 through we've got a mutual friend, Pat G in Arizona. It's good to talk to you, Bob, and to you, Dr. Stan, as well. I've just got a question for you. I've got a friend who's an investor and so forth, and he says that the stock market is far on the Tom DeMar count is at a currently at a red 13, ready to come down. And I thought you alluded it to that here last week on perhaps another show on the air. And I also know the follow-up is there. I don't think you place much faith in these indicators anymore, like the Elliott wave or the Tom DeMar curve, because of the massive manipulation in the market.
Yeah, it's very hard to. You never know what they're going to do. They get trillions of dollars to work with. They do what they want in every market. And so when you go to charts and cycles and waves and things like that, that have been fairly effective in the past, say, before 20, 25 years ago. You can't do it anymore. On a long-term basis, you can. But then the machinations are all over with. So I tell people, look, what is the only really safe place to be? And it's in gold and silver. So that's what you buy. And let all of the other machinations be handled by others.
And I think, Sean, as long as they have the Presidential Working Group on Financial Matters, that's the Plunge Protection Team, and suddenly they manipulate the markets, it's illegal, but then who are you going to complain to? The very people who are doing it? Of course not. I mean, basically, it's all rigged, as they can control your perception. So, I mean, anybody who's in the stock market today, I think it's very, very foolish. I think Bob is absolutely right. We're not smart enough to know what they're going to do next. And suddenly they run a stock up, and boy, everybody jumps in, and then they'll break it the next days. In fact, if you want to make a fortune, you buy the stock that I'm buying. You sell the stock I'm buying, I can guarantee it'll fall. Anyway, anything else, Sean?
No, well, I guess one thing I want to, you know, I haven't, I talked to Bob. I was at the Republican convention, and I worked around Reagan, and I watched the, in 1980 in Detroit, and I watched the Trilateral Commission in the Eastern Establishment, the Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller's aide and so forth, surround Reagan at that convention. You know, and the tragedy, Dr. Stan and Bob as well, is, you know, we hear all these things about the Reagan myth and whatnot, but, you know, the Reagan Revolution, in reality, as you gentlemen, I'm sure you know, and I know from visually being there, the Reagan, what he really wanted to do or whatnot, all got really snuffed out. It got snuffed out there when they forced upon George Herbert Walker Bush upon him at the convention.
You're absolutely right. Would you want to comment on that, Bob?
Well, I talked to Reagan after that, and I think it was in February, and after he'd taken office, and I said, look, all of your appointees are CFR, et cetera. I said, what do you expect to accomplish? He says, the only way I could get to be president. He said, there was no other way.
And I've heard exactly the same thing from a gentleman who was, and he was one of the major leaders of the conservative movement. And he told me that Reagan had promised under no circumstances to have a George or Herbert Walker Bush as his vice president. And when he appointed him, why, of course, they went in, Phyllis Schlafly, suddenly half a dozen other people went in and said, you know, Governor, you lied to us. You promised us you wouldn't appoint George Herbert Walker Bush your vice president. And suddenly Reagan said, you don't understand. I had no choice. I had no choice. It really reminds me of, I think it was about 1977, I had a personal meeting with John Forster, who was the Prime Minister of South Africa, and I was very fortunate to get in and talk to him, and I wanted to tell him that his policies were going to end up destroying South Africa and Rhodesia, and he looked at me and he said, you don't understand. I had no choice. I had no choice. And that was, of course, the Prime Minister of South Africa. So it's pretty much the same story. They don't have a choice. Anything else you want to say, Sean, before we let you go?
Yeah, the one very important thing that I haven't been able to talk to with Alex or anybody else, and about eight months ago, Mr. Chapman said something pertaining to Reagan on Alex's show, and it was pretty shocking for most folks. But I want to ask this. I want to tell you something that happened to me several years after, 17 years afterward in Montana. I ran into a fella whose best friend was in the CIA. And this fellow was a constitutionalist and a worthy fella and had been in a fight all his life. And anyways, this fella in the 70s came across his old friend who he'd went to school with, and he knew he was back in Montana for a vacation, and he knew he had been working in the CIA since the 60s. This fella related this to me in 1997. And the CIA, he asked his CIA friend, he said, whatever you can tell me, I know you can't say much about whatever, but he said, what are you up to these days? And he said, we're involved trying to get Reagan elected president. So this was between 75 and 80. And Bob, does it go back that far? Because we both, all three of us do know that Reagan, the establishment put him in there to break down the Iron Curtain, and I think that was a prearranged deal. And I've always thought that this fellow in Montana was basically relating to me that. You know, I'd like to think there was some merit to Reagan. The talk was great for 16 years, great conservative talk, but it seems like he may have been an establishment ringer all along. Your comment, please.
Well, he certainly was a Hollywood ringer for a long time. He was extremely socialist during the 1930s and through the 40s. And after his movie star days were coming to an end, George Murphy got him elected the head of the
Screen Actors Guild.
And really saved his career. And that's when, we'll say he was brought up from oblivion. And he was brought into the financial end of business again by General Electric. Now, we always have known the GE is one of the top three Illuminati companies in the United States. So that's where his tutelage began to be president.
And they kept him before him before the public night, every week on the GE Theater. I remember that so well. I'm wondering, why would a General Electric be pushing a conservative in prominence? Anyway, I think you're absolutely right, Bob. And Sean, we're going to have to let you go, but thanks so much for calling. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question for Bob? Go ahead. Do you have anything else you want to say, Sean?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thank you so much. Well, Bob said to me, as we see things unfolding, your point, and I think it's a very valid one, is with all the money that they're pouring into the economy now, because down the line it'll end up destroying our currency, but right now it'll at least keep the economy from collapsing for at least through this year. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, we're not going to get a collapse this year, or probably the next. Now, they just poured so much money into the system, and they can use it anytime they want. Of course, it means inflation, but that's the game they have to play. There's no alternative.
Well, the alternative would be to allow a depression and get this thing over with and to save the system, but they don't want to do that. They have two alternatives, a depression or hyperinflation, and they're going to go for hyperinflation. Now, the definition is that 10% a year, 20% a year, 50% a year. Well, we just have to wait and see. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Well, Bob, the people you're talking to throughout the world, are they optimistic that they're going to be able to get things straightened out over there in Greece? What's going to happen? Certainly the
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Only way that they're going to break the bankers' hold is simply to fall on their debt and say, we're not going to pay you. And then the bankers will yell and scream. But the only way that we're going to be able to have freedom in the world is to break the banks, hold of the banks on our society. We carry a book called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1899. It talks about when the banks rule the world. We have a little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money, and it goes into the background of money. We have another little pamphlet called Prophetic Warning, and it's Andrew Jackson's farewell address that he gave back in 1837, where he talked about the danger of banks taking over our country. And if you haven't read that, you need to get the pamphlet with my commentary, because of course exactly what Andrew Jackson had warned against has come to pass. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of course, what Andrew Jackson didn't understand, he didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, which existed at that time. In fact, the Illuminati had been created in 1776, certainly 70 years before. But, of course, the Illuminati was simply the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, of the Templars, of the Gnostics, of the of so many of these secret and covert organizations that have been here since the dawn of civilization. And unless you understand history, you can't understand anything going on today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast, 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and something he's pointing out that they've simply creating money out of nothing, and so this is going to stabilize the economy at least this year and perhaps into next year. But eventually, it will destroy the monetary foundation of this nation and lead to the impoverishment of our people. Would that be a fair estimate?
It certainly is. And we've got one last chance to catch them here. And we're breathing down their collars right now, and they're certainly well aware of it. And we got a good shot at them. The longer it takes, the better it is for us, because, number one, we can instill the truth in more people. And number two, we can put up a barrier to what they want to do, because if enough people step in and say, no, we're not going to do that, they got a choice. They either got to suppress them, and if they do, they face a revolution. And so one way or the other, it's going to be very deciding. And people in the military, you know, even the lower ranks of people, they all know about this. And they know that they've been used in wars that had nothing to do with the protection of America, and it was, you know, they were created for the bankers to make money, and they're very upset about it.
And they certainly ought to be. In fact, they ought to all read the essay. We have it actually in one of our newsletters. War is a Racket by Major General Smedley Butler. War is a racket. It was when he was in the military. It is today. I mean, what's happened in Vietnam was a racket. We were financing the North Vietnamese all the time. They were financing the Viet Cong and were killing our boys. We were certainly financing this whole terrorist movement. And anybody who doesn't understand that, just ask yourself, who is behind certainly the effort to overthrow Syria today? Why, it's Al-Qaeda. And whose side are we on? We're on the side of Al-Qaeda. I mean, who was it overthrew Libya? Al-Qaeda. Who's on the side? Whose side are we on? We're on the side of Al-Qaeda. It's been that way all along, except, of course, in Afghanistan, where we've got over 500,000 people fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. As phony as a $3 bill, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we lost Sean. I'm going to ask Sean to call back again. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. I didn't mean to cut Sean off. That was an oversight on my part. Anyway, I think he's calling back again. But if you're out there and you have a question for Bob, no better time to get answers to your questions from somebody who works at this full-time. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Sean, is that you back again?
I am. Thank you so much. A direct question.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Some of them are a little bit more in the speculative, but certainly Angrico Eagle, and through the years has been an excellent stock. They did have some problems, and they're way down, but he thinks that they are going to get bought up, and that may very well give people a chance to make back what they've lost. But I still think it's a good sound stock. I wouldn't sell it even if you get back to where you were. I'd hang on for a while. Anything else, Sean, you wanted to ask?
No, that was Angrico Eagle. Is that what you said?
No, it's A-G-N-I-C-O, Angrico Eagle, and the symbol is A-E-M.
Anything else you wanted to say, Bob, about stocks?
Well, I think in April, Helix is going to get their assays back, and I think they're going to be very good. And if that's the case, they'll go into production. And, you know, here you have a stock, 85 cents, with not a lot of shares outstanding. That's tremendous leverage. And that thing could fly.
Okay, Sean, anything else?
No, thank you for the tip, gentlemen. Good night.
Good night. Okay, well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and of course, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is an election year. In election years, of course, they manipulate everything, both the Democrats and the Republicans, so that you're not going to be thinking seriously about the fact that both political parties are working for exactly the same goals and objectives. You have two political parties, you have one political party with two branches, both controlled by the establishment, but they have to give you the impression that, of course, you are going to determine the course of our nation. Whereas Professor Quigley said in his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on pages 1246, 1247, I think about in there, you know, suddenly we have to have the people go to the polls every year, 4 years, to throw the rascals out, but nothing really changes. That's how the system really works, time we took America back. Okay, Bob, well, what are some of the other things that you'd like to talk to our listeners about tonight? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Well, I think we should pay attention to the fact that the banks have made a deal with the attorney generals from each state regarding the fraudulent practices the banks followed in relation to mortgages and the purchase and sale of homes. And they agreed to a fine of $25 billion. They stole about $3 trillion. So it's not a very good deal for the American public. And nobody goes to jail. Everybody gets away with it again.
And really, it was criminal the way that they ran this whole housing scam, you know. They started out, you know, Sydney, letting people buy a home who couldn't afford it. And they let them take out loans that they knew would never be repaid. And the realtor was selling homes at higher prices than they should have been. They were appraised at higher values than they should have been. They were certainly bundled into bonds, and then they were guaranteed by our major organizations that those bonds were valid, even though they knew that there was no value to them, and they were only worth 50 cents on the dollar. And then, of course, the people wrote insurance policies on the value of those so-called collateralized debt obligations. They knew exactly what they were doing. This whole thing was carefully coordinated to destroy our economy and transfer the wealth of our country from the average individual to, of course, to the banking system. And people, you know, they were just making money hand over fist. They were using their home as a piggy bank. They were borrowing money on it. And, of course, it was totally fraudulent. And the banks knew this whole system was coming down, and yet nobody has ever been held responsible. And Sydney, it was presided over by Alan Greenspan, who knew exactly what he was doing. And time again, people warned. And he said, oh, no, this is really wonderful. Look at all the prosperity we're creating. And I will never this day know whether Alan Greenspan did this intentionally to destroy the system to save it or to destroy the system to destroy it. But he certainly knew exactly what he was doing. And that's why they called him the Maestro. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Sally, who's calling from Wisconsin with a question for Bob. Hi, Sally, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering about Treasury bonds. On a day before Christmas, I received a notice from my bank that paper savings bonds will no longer be sold at financial institutions. You must purchase and redeem the bonds and other securities directly from the U.S. Department of the Treasury, and to do so, you'll need an active Internet connection and valid email address. I haven't heard anyone mention this at all on any of the shows that I listen to, and I was wondering, what is the purpose of that?
Well, I don't know. That's the first time I heard that.
That's what everybody says when I tell them, but I received it on a printed statement from my bank. Now, I'm not directly involved, But I was just curious as to why they've done that after all these years. I mean,
well, why don't we see if anybody else had gotten a similar statement? So if anybody else got a similar statement saying you couldn't buy Treasury bills through your bank, right, give us a call. Okay.
I did ask at my bank, and the girl there wasn't even aware of it. She worked there as a manager, and so I was just curious.
Well, it is possible it was just that specific bank was the one that this is not widespread. Because I think if it were, why we would have, the lines would be lighting up all across the country. Okay?
No, I did receive a notice from one bank, and I asked at another bank. So it seems to be universal.
I really haven't heard about it. Maybe somebody else could call in and give us some information. But thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, Sally.
Hey, if you find out anything, let us know.
Okay, we certainly will. And, Bob, you know, one of the things I've heard, and I don't think there's any truth to it, but that the post office is thinking of going back to a postal bank. Now, I can remember, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, when during the Great Depression, when all the banks closed, but the post office had a bank, and if you wanted money, you go down to the post office and pull your money out, but if you went to the bank, they wouldn't even say hello to you. Their doors were bolted shut. Have you heard anything at all about that?
No, but I remember them when I was a child. And
well, you're one of the few people as old as I am who can remember the postal banks. And okay, fine. Well, maybe it's just a vicious rumor we're getting. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Washington State. Bill, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. I'm wondering about basically with the dollar situation and if hyperinflation could come this year because of the fact that Iran is... Now, you know, because their oil is so desperately needed, China and other nations are planning to dump the dollar and accept the oil being denominated in a different currency other than the dollar. Is the dollar being dumped right now, essentially? Because that's what it seems like. I seem to be reading from different sources that this is gradually happening and that, you know, this is causes the hyperinflation.
Very legitimate.
Well,
go ahead, Bob.
I don't know about hyperinflation, but I do know that for some years now, countries have been phasing out of the dollar. Some of them can't do it because they have large trade surpluses with the United States, and that's a different story. But you're going to continue to see that because you get the same problem that you've got in other countries and currencies, and you're seeing it right now with the euro.
So I think it's only a matter of time before the dollar loses reserve status, but I think that's be a few years away. Would you agree, Bob, or not?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, anything
and
else,
it's
Bill?
Going to be gradual.
Right.
No, that's about it. All I was going to ask, I just, it seems that, every nation that the United States attacks, if it's Iraq or Libya, it always has something to do with those countries wanting to accept payment for their oil in a currency other than the U.S. dollar.
Yes, that's one of the reasons given for the attack on Libya as well, because Gaddafi was trying to come up with an alternative for paying for oil. He tried to use gold, certainly. That's what Saddam Hussein was doing. Certainly, that's what Iran is doing. So people don't understand that nothing is as it appears to be. There's always usually an alternative purpose behind the scenes, but they never tell the American people. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go?
No, that's okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd like to know if you have a question for Bob, because certainly he's been at this a long time. He's got friends all throughout the world. Tell us what's happening to England's economy. I understand that they are really a basket case, only most people don't really know.
Well, that's true, and that's why I pick up so many of those good editorials out of the different major newspapers in England, and they describe things such as unemployment, inflation, shop closings, falling of values in real estate, and these are very, very, very important things. And but other than what emanates from London, you don't see anything. And so, you know, I have to go digging to look for it. But they are in serious trouble. But that's not a problem. They just create more money.
Well, as long as here in the United States we have a the safety net. Oh, we have a 46 million people in America getting food stamps. 49% of our population gets a check from the government of one sort or another. And as long as, of course, the government can keep shoveling money out to the people, everybody's going to support the government. Even, of course, in the process of doing that, they destroy the value of our currency. That's what's wrong with socialism. It just doesn't work. Socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory of the government helping the people. The only trouble is somebody's got to be in charge, and the people in charge certainly don't want to pay for this with their money, so they simply destroy the monetary system with the idea that, of course, once the whole thing falls apart, then they can establish a dictatorship, which is what they really want. The average individual doesn't understand. There really are people out there who want a worldwide dictatorship, and behind them are powerful, powerful spiritual forces. That is the key that has allowed this worldwide movement to go on from generation to generation to generation down to the eons. And that's why I hope you'll all have a chance to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I think that anybody who hasn't read the book should, because it's got those innermost secrets that people never discover elsewhere. And it's the very heart of what is a conspiracy. And, you know, they talk about the conspiracy theory, so to speak. And it's real. I mean, Stan and I have been doing this for over 50 years. We know what we're talking about. And we discovered it, you know, way back in the 60s. And it's just too bad that so many people did not survive to be able to tell the story, and the story would have been stronger. But you've got to do your homework, and if you don't do it, you're going to pay for it.
Well, I think that an awful lot of people are going to get wiped out when this whole house of cards comes down. People can't imagine it could happen. They can't imagine that suddenly their money would be worthless, their life savings would be worthless, their annuities, their CDs, their bank savings, their pensions, their insurance policies. You know, once you destroy the value of the currency, why, of course, you impoverish the people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. And I think it's vitally important that people understand that we are on the verge of some terrible, terrible times. We're on the verge of a war. What are your thoughts about the war with Iran? When do you think it's coming?
A year or two away, maybe longer. They're not ready. They're having a big turnover in troops right now. They're going to have to rehire about 200,000 or 300,000 people, those people are the ones who are going to fight this next war. Although I still don't think they're going to have enough people. I think they're going to have to go to a draft. And I can see that coming. And nobody else talks about it, which is disappointing. But there's a lot of infrastructure and logistics that have to be done surrounding Iran and Syria. And that takes time.
Well, of course, what they're really talking about at the Council on Foreign Relations is what they call a surgical strike, just simply an airstrike with no ground operation. What about that? Would that be something they could do much sooner?
No. Yeah, well, you could, but you got to occupy. And they don't have the logistics, and they don't have the firepower. And a lot of long-term people, 8, 9, 10-year-old people, are getting out because, you know, you ask them what they think, and they say, don't ask. And because they know what's going on.
Okay, very good. Well, of course, our guest has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, how can people get in touch with you and subscribe to the International Forecaster?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Usually runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the Internet. And that
hold that thought for just a moment. Go right ahead.
And if you'd like to get a free introductory copy, go to the International.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
With the hope that you'll get out of the stock market and don't try to make a killing. Suddenly get into gold and silver and just sit there. And then you can sleep at nighttime Basically, of course, they're going to erode the value of our currency, and they're going to end up impoverishing most of our people. And certainly, I think that gold and silver go up. But if they don't, at least you'll have the value of what you put in, because it's not going to lose value. And certainly, when the whole house of cards comes down, it may well be the only thing that will maintain its value. So basically, if you're interested in learning more, why I suggest Bob Chapman's materials. Certainly, we have a number of talks I've given. One's called the Financial Tsunami, another's called the Financial Armageddon, and they both come with syllabuses. We have certainly our talk on the dark secret and our talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses, both of those. The key to understanding what's going on is my little book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a little pamphlet called The History of Money. Another one called Prophetic Warning, which is basically the farewell address of Andrew Jackson in 1837. Why be concerned about what Andrew Jackson said in 1837? Because he was talking about what's going on today and the fact that the banks work, and they work in concert to control our nation. This is what he was objecting to in his administration in the 1830s, and this is what's happened today. Six major banks control 70-75% of all the banking assets in our country. But of course, what Andrew Jackson did not recognize was the dark spiritual forces behind the banking system, behind everything going on today, which is why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and why you need to study what's going on so you can begin to connect the dots. And basically, the last thing they want is for the American people to understand there's a subversive movement in America made up of people who hate the United States, but not only that, but they hate the God of the Bible. And when you understand there's a spiritual component to going on today, they can understand why they've taken God out of our schools and why they've taken prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why, because they've changed the music and the message of our churches, and why our military is installing regimes throughout the world that are openly anti-Christian, and why, you know, Protestant ministers in the military today are not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and why, of course, the whole outlook of so many of our Christians is confused. Why the Christians of this country don't speak out against torture? When was the last time you heard any of our religious leaders speak out against torture? When was the last time you heard any of our political leaders, other than Ron Paul, say that torture is a name that doesn't work? It's immoral, it's illegal, and of course it certainly is unreliable, and yet all the rest of them go along with that. Do you really want a president, whether it be a Democrat or Republican, who can justify torture? And if you think it's simply waterboarding, you never read Major General Tacuba's report. We actually have it. He was a high-ranking Filipino general in the military. He was asked to investigate what happened at Abu Ghraib prison and told if he told the truth, it would end his military career. He told the truth, and he was called and told to submit his resignation. That's the way the military works. If you tell the truth, it ends your career. But Major General Tacuba was a man of integrity. I wish we had a few more among our generals with that integrity. That, of course, Major General Tacuba's report on Abu Ghraib, read it and weep. Please pray for America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Let's Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Foundation. And I've known Brad ever since, since he worked for John Whitehead, Brad is a lawyer, and John Whitehead had a branch of his organization out here dealing with the attack on Christianity. And when John left, why, Brad stayed on, put together his own organization, has hundreds of attorneys working with him, and doing a great job of helping Christians who come under attack because of their religious belief. Brad Dacus, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about your program, and why it is so vitally important today as the attack on Christianity ever increases.
No, you bet, Dr. Stanley. The Pacific Justice Institute, you know, we founded it 15 years ago to fill a void here on the West Coast that was as created as you discussed. And we now have handled more case matters, the Pacific Justice Institute, handles more case matters on the West Coast defending faith, family, and freedom than any organization in the country. We have five offices in California, in Northern and Southern California, five offices. We also have the largest network of volunteer affiliate attorneys, over 1,000 nationwide, over 500 just in California alone. And most importantly, we handle I handled last year approximately 4,000 requests for assistance, 4,000 all without charge. So that's what we do, and we're sort of unique in that we don't just take on high profile cases, we don't just cherry pick high profile cases likely to go to the Supreme Court. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets help as long as it falls in our mission statement and what we're about.
All right, well, is the attack on Christianity increasing, or the other side decide maybe just to tolerate us?
No, it is increasing, unfortunately, and I think we've seen it from the White House on down, unfortunately, recently. I think that that without question, the intensity of the intolerance and animosity has increased several notches. However, conversely, we still have our Constitution, and we still have, I think, justices on the Supreme Court, maybe a majority, that appreciate that and understand the Constitution and the religious freedom and the First Amendment, and will hopefully, in the end, rule appropriately on some of these outrageous assaults.
What are some of the important issues that you're dealing with at the present time?
Well, one right now that was really caught our attention is dealing with the White House's recent policy opposing or trying to mandate that all of religious hospitals, universities, and institutions and colleges support the morning after post-abortion for all their employees getting insurance against their faith, against their convictions. We think that's serious, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are addressing it head-on and are looking for plaintiffs.
And so basically, what is your plan?
Well, Well, our plan is to find religious-based, Christian-based institutions, like whether private schools, universities, colleges, Christian colleges, that want to stand up for their rights and not to be, have them...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Brad.
Yeah, and not to have their rights and values for institutions, not to have the rights and values, stepped on by the edicts of the White House. I don't like to be sound real political or partisan, but this isn't a political partisan issue. This is something very serious that Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle who have faith and appreciate religious freedom are very, very alarmed about it. And all we need at the Pacific Justice Institute is simply for some to step up to want us to represent them so we can defend their rights under the Constitution of the United States, not to have to thwart their faith and pay for their parishioners, their church, their employees to do things that totally violate their code of decency and their deeply held, sincerely held religious beliefs, like post-abortion medication.
No, post-abortion or abortion, medication that will actually produce an abortion.
I mean, yeah, thank you. Medication that precipitates abortion, the morning after pill, if you will.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Clary. Yeah, exactly.
All right, fine. Certainly the Catholic Church has picked up on this. Well, what sort of support are you getting from the Protestant Church?
Well, we know a number of Christian colleges, institutions, schools are right now deliberating on this and as to whether or not they want to step up to the plate, whether or not they want to challenge it. We at the Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, we do our work completely without charge, unqualifiedly without charge. So our hope is that they will allow us to represent them and to go to bat for them all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. We cannot allow anyone in the White House, Republican or Democrat, to unilaterally dictate an ultimatum against religious institutions that clearly violate the autonomy and the rights of religious institutions to practice their faith in a free country like the United States of America. This is not the former Soviet Union. It's not Castro's Cuba. And yet, that's the kind of edicts that we would expect to see in those kinds of countries, not the United States of America, the land of the free.
All right, fine. So basically, what is it going to do? President Obama says, well, he's not requiring the facility, the school or whatever church to do that. He's just requiring their health insurers to make that available so it's paid for. Why couldn't the people, if they want it, just go ahead and pay for it on their own?
Well, for two reasons. First off, his edict applies to institutions that are self-insured.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, Sydney, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Brad is pointing out that this edict on Sydney, the morning after pill, and this is not simply for rape or incest. This is Sydney, anybody who's Sydney had intimate relations. So this is not necessarily for rape or incest, is it? It's just for anybody who wants to prevent conception. Would that be correct?
Yeah, or to get rid of a child that has been, zygote, if you will, conceived, and they want to prevent that from grafting and growing into a little baby. I mean, the DNA is there. It's already established what that child's going to look like, what they're going to be in many ways. And that's what the morning after pill, unfortunately, does, is it actually terminates at the very first stage of a pregnancy, and that's why it's called often the abortion morning after pill, because it aborts, it conceived something that is conceived or likely or possibly conceived, and that's why not only Catholics are opposed to this, but of course many Protestants, Evangelicals, Orthodox Jews, I mean people who really cherish that gift of life at that point of conception, and so. That's why they're opposed to it. And I think what I was mentioning before, there are many institutions, religious institutions, that are self-insured. So when the president says, oh, okay, you don't have to do it, just your insurance company. Well, if they're self-insured, then yes, they'll have to do it, which means the United States of America, they have to choose between carrying out their faith or compromising their faith in order to exist in the United States and have to compromise and do something that is totally against their faith and religious convictions. That's why we have the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. We're talking here is about the government, the federal government being the bully that is mandating this dictate against these private religious institutions that are self-insured. Then you have those who do work with insurance companies. Well, it amounts to the same thing because basically the president says, okay, well, the insurance company is going to provide it. Well, and they said, and so the employees can get this from the insurance company, chosen by the religious institution to work with, and what's the insurance company do? Well, they pass on the cost of this quote unquote free coverage to the premium of their clients. So it's just a shell game.
Where does the federal government have the right to have anything to do with our health? Where in the Constitution is there anything that allows them to interfere with the relationship between us and the individual and his health care insurer? In fact, where does the Constitution allow our federal government to have anything to do with health and health issues? How are you going to approach this? Are you going to approach it from a constitutional point of view, from a moral point of view? What is your legal approach going to be?
Well, we're approaching this from a constitutional perspective. We at Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, Dr. Stanley, have challenged this in federal court, the Obamacare in federal court, as a clear violation of the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which limits the powers of federal government when it comes to regulating commerce and limits them. So that so this mandate of people to have insurance, period, or for institutions to have to carry insurance and medical insurance, we believe is outside the constitutional scope of the federal government. Then on top of that, we have the federal government using this new authority that they're asserting against the institution to have insurance to indirectly or directly mandate them to provide insurance to do actions morning after abortion pills that clearly violate the conscience and decency of most God-fearing Christians in the United States of America, or people of faith in America.
But anybody who wants to do this on their own could. It's just that this mandates the insurance company to provide it and to pay for it. Any person who wants to do this on their own can do it. But it's simply that the insurance paid for by a religious organization shouldn't be required. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. We're not talking what you have right about the ability for individuals to go down to the drugstore and buy these materials, these you know, medications and things. Or for the individual to choose to work somewhere that thinks this is great and loves to fund it. We're talking simply here about institutions, religious institutions, that are called for a religious purpose and a religious calling to have to deny their faith in order to continue to practice their faith and calling. It is by providing services and promoting things that they think are wrong and a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. And people may or may not agree with that position, but you know, that's why we have the Constitution. That's why we have the First Amendment. It's there to protect people who wear and circumstances where others or the majority or minority may not agree with them. That's a free country, and that freedom is being snuffed out as government continues, federal government through this administration, unfortunately, continues to expand its power, expand its dominance, expand its controls, and in so doing, terminating the freedom and liberty of religious institutions and individuals. Dr. Stan?
Well, I'm just wondering why Barack Obama, who's a very, very smart individual, would take this on this year, election year, when he knows he's going to antagonize the entire the entire Catholic population and certainly a good deal of the Protestant population. In fact, what is your approach to Obamacare? Are we going to be able to fight that certainly on a constitutional basis? And where do you stand in your effort to point out that the Obamacare, just the very concept of it, is unconstitutional?
Yeah, well, first, let me just say that on the political end, I think that the president has made a serious major miscalculation, and it shows, I think, how totally out of touch he is with mainstream America and mainstream Catholics, for that matter, who have strong convictions on the deal with the sanctity of human life. As far as Obamacare goes, I have to say that this, I think that that it will be challenged constitutionally, and it is being challenged. I think the Supreme Court is supposed to hear oral argument in March or April, and they're supposed to come down with a decision probably in June. And I think there's a very, very good chance, Dr. Stan, that we're going to see them overturn Obamacare as unconstitutional, as an unconstitutional expansion of federal powers beyond the Constitution. And in so doing, I think we can hope, you know, maybe we can turn things around. But it'll be a close vote. It'll probably be a 5-4 vote either way, whether we win or lose. And that's another reason why it's real important to have someone in the White House that understands freedom and liberty when they nominate new justices to the United States Supreme Court, whoever that may be.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the audience. And now, would you be taking this case, will the Pacific Justice be taking this case in April to the Supreme Court, or where will it be heard?
Yes, it will be heard before the United States Supreme Court. We at the Pacific Justice Institute have filed a friend of the court, Amicus Curiae. We have been out of the, fighting this in the Ninth Circuit. Ours is not ripe from the Ninth Circuit to go to the Supreme Court. So we'll be filing an amicus curiae brief before the Supreme Court, making sure the arguments that we're making in the Ninth Circuit are being heard and addressed by the Supreme Court. And we're very encouraged about that. And once again, very hopeful that the Supreme Court, at the end of the day, will look at the Constitution and simply ask this question, this simple question: does the Constitution of the United States afford the federal government this power to dictate that every human being in the United States, just for breathing and living in America, has to buy something like health insurance in order to live in the United States? I think that when they look at the Constitution, if they do that, I think we will have the votes to turn this around and keep federal powers in check in the name of liberty.
Well, I certainly hope that we do. And now, what are some of the other issues that are before you at Pacific Justice Foundation at the present time?
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute are addressing a number of different things right now. One was dealing actually with the teacher in the LA Unified School District that decided to engage in hideous activities. I won't explicitly describe on the radio. I think your audience has heard about this case. What he did. The actions he did with young little children. It is absolutely sick and disgusting. We at the Pacific Justice Institute have made a public pledge to represent any and all parents of the children that have been victimized by this monster. But here's what's really, I think, disappointing about this, and that's the fact that we learned that the teachers' union, even after clear, hard evidence revealed conclusively what this man had done, they had the audacity to represent him and, in so doing, as we understand, allegedly took care of him so that he would get his pension, so that the taxpayer-funded pension would go to him. Even if he's behind bars, he'll be receiving this $4,000 a month. And that's because of the teachers' union. They pushed that. You know, if they were really for students and for education, they would have been protecting the children, not this perverted monster. And it just shows you how sick and demented I think many of the teachers' unions and their leadership are with the fact that they took this approach with this outrageous gentleman.
Has he been actually sent to prison, or do you think he's going to be sent to prison?
Oh, he'll be sent to prison, all right. He definitely will, and he may spend the rest of his life in prison.
And drawing down a nice, great big a pension from the pension fund.
Paid by taxpayers, courtesy of the teachers' union, and they're pushing to make sure that he got his pension, even after all this happened. I think it's sick, it's disgusting, and... you know, it's a shame that our teachers' union in California, CTA, has this kind of warped mentality.
Hold on, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Represent the working people, they use the working people, and they're using the massive amounts of funds that the unions have connected, have collected to push things, for instance, like homosexual marriage and that to try to get this enacted. And what's even more distressing is that Starbucks and some of the other companies, what are some of the other companies, because I'd like everybody to know what the companies are that are actually supporting the gay agenda. What are some of the major companies that people, if they're Christians and are concerned, should be boycotting?
Right. Well, the two that I know right offhand are Microsoft and Starbucks. There's others as well. Among the large unions that are really weighing in big time on this include, but not limited to, the Teamsters, the United Auto Workers Union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union. It's huge. The American Federation of Government Employees, the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, the National Association of Letter Carriers. I mean, there's so many of these unions using their dues from their members, not to defend the rights of the workers, not to defend for a safer work environment or something more reasonable for their procedure before being fired. No, they're using this to oppose and fight the institution of marriage. And here's the good news. The good news is every union worker in America who has strong convictions in support of marriage, who doesn't agree morally or ethically with what the union's doing, they're entitled under federal civil rights statute Title VII to have all of their union dues, every penny of it, Dr. Stan, all of it, to no longer ever go to their union again, and have all of it, including the agency fee, fair share part, all of it, to be diverted to a charity that's in agreement with their faith. And we talk about that in detail and make it very easy for people who contact the Pacific Justice Institute or go to our website at pji.org.
And I think that's vitally important that people understand that. But basically, we have to fight back. I have to understand that they've placed their people into key positions in the unions. They've placed their people in key positions in our educational system. They've even placed their people in key positions in our churches, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, many of our churches, you may wonder why this wonderful minister you have seems to have such strange views on some issues. That is because he has actually been planted there to change the music and the message of the Christian church. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but certainly the unions having to do with public employees and certainly many of our major unions are using their money to push the homosexual agenda, saying that it's perfectly all right for homosexuals to marry. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world for homosexuals to marry. And if they want to call it marriage, why, that's a stupid thing. But people have a right to be stupid. But when you're going to use a law to force us on others and force us to accept that, that's an entirely different thing. It's just as wrong to force us to accept their perverted views as it is for us to say, well, we think what you're doing is wrong, and we're going to use the power of law to do it, so you can't do it. And basically, of course, you've got the unions coming along, and Starbucks and Microsoft, and I would certainly write to Starbucks and let them know exactly what you think about what they're doing and tell them you're never going to Starbucks again. That would go to Microsoft and let them know just how you feel. Is there a list of the major corporations that are backing this effort to undermine the moral fabric of our society?
Yes, there is. I believe the American Family Association makes a point to have a list of those kinds of things made available. And so I think people can find that on their website. They usually have a very very thorough website covering those kinds of issues. And so we just touched on it briefly on the corporate side. But, consumers have a right, and they know they have a right whether or not to shop at these places. Unfortunately, many union workers, as I mentioned earlier, have no idea of their right not to have any of their union dues, not one penny, ever to go to such unions that supports issues and causes that violate their convictions.
And we're going to get back to that in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the Pacific Justice Foundation and similar organizations, there's federal legislation. And if you don't like what your labor union's doing with your money, why, of course, you can appeal it and you can have it all sent to a charity of your choice. So basically, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Brad Degas is on the front lines of this this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is under attack today.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.
Dan, I guess it's Brad Degas. And Brad, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Pacific Legal Foundation and Pacific Justice Foundation, and how, of course, they can certainly help you in your battle and an effort to oppose these dark, sinister spiritual forces which are attacking Christianity on every front. How can people get in touch with the organization, join, and help you?
You bet. Well, we at the Pacific Justice Institute have a website. It's pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, or they can get there by just putting in pji.org for Pacific Justice Institute, pji.org, pji.org. And there, Dr. Stanley, they're able to do a number of things. One is they can to sign up to get our press releases. Once a week, they're very updating, very informative about real things that are happening that often that we're involved in legally in the courts. I think they'll find it very encouraging and enlightening. They also can let us know about areas that they need to help or they need to request assistance. We do our work completely without charge with our huge and large network of over 500, or over roughly 1,000 affiliate attorneys nationwide, over 500 in California. And we have 5 offices in California alone. So we help people all across the country without charge. And so they can let us know about that. And they're also, if they want to, become part of our team, if you will, of people who support our work. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. Every donation is tax deductible. And we really appreciate that, because that's how we're able to fund so much of our work and pick up the costs. It's because of people stepping up to a place to become part of our team to make a difference. We at Pacific Justice are very, very grateful for those that do that.
All right, fine. Now, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we went to the break, you were talking about how there is now federal legislation that, of course, will protect people from having their dues taken by their union and used for all these vile and pornographic and obscene activities. Oh. So how can people take advantage of that provision of the law?
Yeah, it's real basic. It's been around for like 30 years now. Only 1 in 1,000 union workers are aware of their rights under this federal statute. It applies to every union worker in America, public and private, all of them, to have all their union dues, not just the political part. I mean all of it, including the fair share, agency fee, all of it, to no longer ever go to the union, but to go to a charity that's in agreement with their faith. And it's real easy. All they have to do is prepare a letter explaining why the issues, causes, or candidates of the union violates their convictions of what they believe. For example, many pro-life union workers say simply, you know, they cite some scriptures about the unborn and their convictions as a Christian or as a committed Jewish individual to have all their not to support the killing of babies or those who are supporting the killing of babies, and by electing those people to office. And that's just one example. And in fact, our office, if they want to contact our office, we'll help them from start to finish. So they don't have to go it alone, and then we'll represent them without charge. And the unions always back down, because they know if they don't, they can be sued for every penny they have in the bank. And the unions know it under this federal statute. And so I know if I was a public school teacher today, I would much rather have my $1,000 a year go to some cause that I believe in, you know, is something that I really want to support, instead of supporting an institution that supports hideous things that violate my convictions and how I believe as a Christian.
I think that is wonderful. You know, I have never heard of that before, and I'm just so glad you brought that out. I didn't even know that legislation existed.
Yeah, it really does, and it's Section 701J under Title VII. It was more than 30 years of case law to support it. And, you know, last year alone, we handled a little over 400 requests in this regard, every one of them successfully. Prior year was about half that. So it's increasing. It's getting out there. But I'm convinced that if people hear your program, they want to make a real difference. Think of it, $1,000 a year for the rest of their life. Not one penny are they going to have to pay more than they're already paying. But they'll have the assurance to know that it's going to something they really believe in. And it could be all kinds of charities. In fact, some give to the Pacific Justice Institute. They include it as the charity or one of two charities they choose to support. And then they're knowing they're being good stewards with God's resources, and not allowing what God's given them to be used for something that they know is wrong and not pleasing to Him.
I think that's wonderful. And certainly we recommend what the Pacific Justice Foundation is doing. And if you've never heard of this before, well, it's simply because the media is controlled. And the last thing the wicked people who control the unions want is for this thing, for the average union worker to realize that they no longer can extract money from you to be used to destroy our nation. Now, certainly, I would point out to you, how does this whole thing fit together? Well, you've often heard me talk about the Trilateral Commission. Did you know, if you can, of course, go to their website up on just trilateral.org, get the membership list, the head of the AFL-CIO is a member of the Trilateral Commission, right along with the chief bankers and the chief corporate. They're all in on this together, the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal. But nobody is ever going to tell you that. The last thing they want you to know is it's all a scam. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or the 464-8295 if you have a question for Brad. But there's only so many things that are happening today now. Is there any other major issues that Sutee, I know you probably got hundreds and hundreds of cases. What are some of the other important issues?
Oh, you bet. Another one deals with a home Bible study. You know, we have Pacific Justice to represent churches, synagogues without charge, when they're told they're not allowed to build, grow, or expand. We had a major victory in the Ninth Circuit on this issue. Well, just recently, though, a San Juan Capistrano decided to shut down a home Bible study. We at the Pacific Justice Institute represented this home Bible study and for the Orange County Superior Court. This couple was fined, well, not once, but twice, simply because they had friends and family over studying the Bible and praying, not creating any noise, no traffic problems, in their own home, their own neighborhood. But there was one neighbor who didn't like it, and the city had a policy that said if you have more than three people meeting in your home on a regular basis for any reason, and someone complains, just one person, then boom, you have to stop meeting there and get a conditional use permit and say heavy traffic safety studies and negative environmental impact studies and things like that in order to get a conditional use permit. And that's more restrictive than communist China is regarding home meetings. So we at Pacific Justice went to bat for them. And I'm pleased to announce that the Planning Commission, the City Council decided to re-examine their policy. The Planning Commission is looking for to amend that with new policies. And I think it's going to set a good example for other cities and communities that have similar policies and tolerant policies regarding what people do in their homes as well. And we at Pacific Justice will be encouraging those communities to adopt faith-friendly policies regarding individuals' own homes when it comes to meeting and gathering together to pray and carry on like that.
Well, people don't understand that Christianity is under attack from all sides today, and basically these are anti-Christian decisions. And when you understand that there are people out there who hate Christianity, who hate God, and of course this is how they react, because if you wanted to interfere with their rights, why, they would be yelling and screaming and fussing, but they want to use the power of government to limit us, and it's about time we learned how to play the game. And it said if you had to go out and hire a lawyer, it'd be expensive, but Brad, this is the sort of thing that they do. This is the purpose of the Pacific Justice Institute. Well, do you have another case you'd like to talk about?
Oh, you bet. As many people may be aware, the state of California passed SB 48 last year that mandates that every child in every public school in the state of California be taught homosexual role models in history and social science classes throughout the curriculum. Of course, many parents don't feel that's appropriate for their first grader, their kindergartner, or maybe their 10th grader. And yet there's this law and no way allows parents at any point to opt their children out of any of this for any reason, that parents cannot opt their children out of it. Well, we at the Pacific Justice Institute have proposed a new ballot initiative called the Children Learning Accurate Social Science Act, or CLASS, which will hopefully be approved by the Attorney General's office to get signatures, and then we'll have roughly 4 months, 4 or 5 months to actually get the signatures, put this on the ballot, so that parents, in the end, will have the final say and be able to protect their children from what we deem, and what even the L.A. Times, Dr. Stan, even the L.A. Times condemned this new law as being a serious affront to credibility in history and education. When the L.A. Times is against it, you know it's got to be really extreme because the L.A. Times is very liberal. So we're hoping to get the signatures and get this on the ballot, and it'll be on the ballot in November.
And, of course, the thing is, if you hate homosexuals, tell them what they're doing is perfectly normal. Sadism, masochism, people don't understand. Sadism and masochism is an essential part of homosexuality. 25% of homosexuality involves sadism and masochism. Do we want to tell people this is perfectly normal? Why don't we tell homosexuals that they die much younger? They usually will die 10 to 20 years younger than the average individual. Why do we glorify the homosexual lifestyle instead of saying it's unhealthy? Yes, people who are homosexuals, it's never going to change. They've always been here. But, Cindy, do not encourage it by insisting it's right. normal. It is not normal, and we should not discriminate against them. But the idea that we're going to use our schools to indoctrinate our children in this vile perversion is certainly unquestionable, and even if the New York Times, pardon me, the Los Angeles Times thinks it's bad, you know it's got to be bad. Well, let's go to Sandy, calling from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Sandy, how are we doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I had a question. I live in the state of Washington, so I was wondering if you had attorneys that represented Christians outside of the state of California.
Oh, yes, we do. We have roughly almost half our affiliate attorneys are outside the state of California. In fact, we have, I think, roughly 40 affiliate okay. attorneys in the state of Washington.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, and so if you need assistance, you let us know. Sometimes I come to Washington and I guest speak at times as well.
Okay.
You know, it's a state that I hold very dear to my heart, and we're very appreciative of our many affiliate attorneys in Seattle, Spokane, and elsewhere that are willing to step up to the plate for people okay. people of faith.
Okay.
And Sandy, I can recommend Brad. I've known him for 15 years or more. And, well, I knew him even when he was working for John Whitehead, so probably much longer.
About 20 years, yeah.
So basically, okay. He's doing a great job. You can depend on him. Anything else, Sandy?
I was wondering, do you have a toll-free phone number, or do we have to access you through the web?
Well, you can access through the web. That's probably the easiest. But we do have our main office number. Do you have a cell phone? If you have a cell phone, it's just the 916-857-6900.
Okay.
One more time, the telephone number there, Brad.
Sure, because most people use their cell phones these days, and it's not extra to call long distance or local. It's 916-857-6900. If they have a question about the union dues issues as well, they should call this number. We'd be happy to help them. 916-857-6900. 916-857-6900.
Okay, there you go, Sandy. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, thanks so much. Of course, we got a great listening audience up there, and the Yakima is Eastern Washington region, and we're just so grateful we do have a voice up in that area.
Yes, I've been there before, and we actually have an affiliate attorney in Yakima.
Good. Okay, fine. Well, we've got about 5 minutes more, so let's get one or two more issues out here.
Oh, you bet. And we at Pacific Justice have also seen a number of public schools, like the one in Tiburon, aggressively push this new curriculum, this cross-dressing curriculum, homosexual curriculum. Even though parents opt out their children, we're filing a lawsuit. We filed a lawsuit against them. We've also seen a lot of cross-dressers, and they're being pushed. The California Teachers Association gave a grant for a cross-dresser sensitivity program for first graders and kindergartners. This was put on in the Oakland School District at an elementary school, Redwood Heights Elementary. We at Pacific Justice successfully defended a few parents who had the gumption to opt their children out of it. But most parents didn't. They're intimidated. And these kids were told that it's okay to be a boy on the outside, to be a girl on the inside, and that's okay, that's normal. Creating a lot of confusion. Unfortunately, that confusion is the main issue of struggle that kids go through in early junior high, early adolescence, that leads many of them to throw in the towel and not to reconcile their own gender identity and give into different sexual behavior and lifestyle. So those are things that we're working on in the public schools all throughout the country. If parents have issues like that, they should contact us. And then also, of course, we've been having a lot of major victories defending religious institutions of faith. And in particular, once again, I want to remind people that if there's any religious institutions, schools, religious colleges that don't want to be forced as to pay for insurance to support the morning after pill and things that many of them would have strong moral religious objections to, that the administration is trying to push on them, that they should contact Pacific Justice Institute so we can advise them, counsel, and possibly represent them without charge all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. So so we can maintain the religious freedom and integrity of these private religious institutions and the people who are a part of them. They should contact Pacific Justice Institute if they'd like that kind of representation. And then finally, I want to remind people about the unions. Once again, if you're part of a union and their issues, causes, or politics, or candidates that they support violate your faith and your convictions, for example, you may be pro-life, for example, then please contact us, the Pacific Justice Institute, and we'll assist you step by step and show you how easy it is to have all your union dues, every penny of it, no longer ever go to the union again. Instead, go to a charity of your choice. You still get your job. You still maintain the benefits provided by your company. You just won't be supporting the union that supports things that you know are wrong and violate what you know God would want you to support.
And basically, the thing is that there's so many things out there that we can do to oppose what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, their plan to destroy the very social fabric of our society. But you're never going to hear about this through regular channels. And as long as I've been doing it, I've never heard of this legislation. So all you have to do is call Pacific Justice Foundation, and you can certainly send the money to any organization, certainly 501c3, that you think is worthwhile. And let me suggest Pacific Justice Foundation. They do a great job of certainly bringing out the information we need to be bringing out and to help people all across America, because the other side has unlimited funds for lawyers and for propaganda. Well, we need a force on our side, and Brad Dacus provides that with the Pacific Justice Institute. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Brad, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program tonight.
Well, I just want to thank you, Dr. Stanley, for having me on the broadcast.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.